Father's eyes. While this idea of the inner light as a bit of the divine spark placed deep in our hearts sounds as if it could be just some goofy doctrinal quirk of Quakers, it is grounded in the Bible. John's Gospel speaks of Jesus as the true light, which enlightens everyone, man, woman, and child. It is through this light of Christ that God exists among us and knows us each personally. The psalmist says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high, I could not attain it. God is within us. God knows us. And that is something, on days good or bad, we can never completely understand. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. To believe that God's light is within us, ask us, as the Southern writer Flannery O'Connor once said, to have the kind of mind that is willing to have its sense of mystery deepened by contact with reality, and its sense of reality deepened by contact with mystery. That mystery is the mystery of the light within. Now, before you begin to think that this sounds a little too woo-woo-y, as one of my friends says when she thinks something spiritually spacey, think about it this way. We all carry traits inherited from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, Adam and Eve. Okay, you get the idea. Every one of us has experienced times when we've looked at someone and seen their relatives in them. I know people who knew my father-in-law who see him in my wife. Nancy is as different in personality and physical build as can be from her father. Jim was a bluff, brusque, barrel-chested, round-faced fellow. Nancy is a sweet, well, most of the time, petite, pretty woman. But she carries her father inside her. Nancy's a great person to attend masquerade parties with. Her costumes are rarely elaborate, but they always transform her into someone even I barely recognize. She told me about a time that she dressed up and went to a party where nobody seemed to know who she was. Then a woman looked at her and said, Hello, Nancy. How did she know? You've got your father's eyes, she replied, and she does. The same color, shape, an occasional flash of laughter or anger, you can see Jim in Nancy. Does that mean that Nancy and Jim were the same? No, they're self-differentiated people. But the spark of similarity helps us understand how, as children of God, we have a piece of the light of God within us, as companion, teacher, friend, and guide. No, we're not God, but there is something of God in us. And this light goes with us and calls us to remember the one who loves us and in whose image we are each made.
Sacred Compass, The Way of Spiritual Discernment, and other books by Brent Bill are available at booksellers everywhere or directly through paraclete.com. You can stay up to date with Brent by visiting his blog at holyordinary.blogspot.com. For information about Brent and his ministry of writing and speaking, visit him at brentbill.com.